You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
May ilang mga maliliit na pagkakasala o paglabag sa Australia na maaaring mailagay ka sa problema nang hindi mo nalalaman. At ang mga kahihinatnan ay maaaring maging matindi. Sa tampok na ulat ni Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Pagkakaroon ng isang aso na hindi nakarehistro, pagmamaneho gamit ang lisensya mula sa ibang bansa, hindi pagsara o paglock ng iyong sasakyan o paninigarilyo sa mga sakop na lugar ng isang estasyon ng tren. Ang lahat ng ito ay tinuturing na mga maliliit na pagkakasala o paglabag sa Australia na makakapagbigay sa iyo ng problema sa batas. Kung ang iyong bansang pinagmulan ay may naiibang batas, maaaring nasa panganib ka na makagawa ng isa sa mga pagkakasalang nabanggit. Si Florence Montalvo Cruz ay mula sa Refugee Service of Legal Aid New South Wales. Isa siyang family lawyer o abogado na humahawak ng mga kaso kaugnay ng pamilya. Sinabi niya, maaaring magkaiba ang mga bagay na tanggap sa iyong pinagmulang bansa.
One of the things that my dad likes to do is when he goes to the market, sometimes he tastes the fruit, for example, like a grape or something like that. And I know just going into the community and going into the shops and stores and things like that, I can see that a lot of people from different cultures have that similar practice. But what they don't understand is in that situation where they're taking fruit and they're trying and they're tasting it out in like Woolworths and Coles or those types of supermarkets, technically speaking, that's shoplifting.
At habang marahil ikaw ay hindi nahuhuli, maaari itong lumikha ng isang argumento at maaaring lumaki o lumala ang sitwasyon. Sinabi niya na isa pang maliit na paglabag na hindi madalas na nalalaman ng mga tao ay ang pagpapatugtog ng malakas na musika sa iyong sasakyan o sa bahay.
Coming from, you know, a cultural background where music is a big part of our background, our culture, you know, we love putting music on. And when we're at home, if we have a party or something like that, the music is very loud. And sometimes people don't know that there are also noise restrictions. So it can't be too late, especially during weekdays, and it can't be too early.
Nagtatrabaho sa mga batas para sa mga pamilya, sinabi niya na ang mga issue na madalas niyang nakikita ay may kaugnayan sa mga bata na hindi pumapasok sa paaralan.
Which a lot of parents don't understand is actually a big issue. So if a child doesn't go to school, the parents could be held responsible for that, and it could take the Department of Education to become more involved with the family. It could lead to the Department of Family and Community Services becoming involved with the family.
Isa pang issue na madalas niyang masaksihan ay ang isang magulang na nanggugulo o nanghaharas sa isang magulang sa pamamagitan ng telepono o text message matapos ng paghihiwalay. Ito ay maaaring humantong sa pagbibigay ng pulis ng isang Apprehended Domestic Violence Order o AVO.
And if they don't, see a lawyer to try to help them negotiate time with the kids, if they just continue sending the messages with an AVO being in place saying they can't, then they could be charged with what's called a breach of an AVO. And that's the criminal offence. And that's the one that really gets them stumped because then they have a criminal record.
Depende sa kung ano ang pagkakasala na nagawa, ang mga kahinatnan o kalalabasan ay maaaring mauwi sa isang babala, sa isang multa, o isang bagay na pinakamasama.
If it's a parking ticket, that's a minor traffic offense. That's not going to be on your record. But things like using offensive language in public, if they have a knife, in public, in a public place, if they're driving without their license, if they're driving over the speed limit, depending on how much over the speed limit they've driven, all of those things that can form part of a criminal record. Shoplifting is another thing.
Ang mga multa ay maaaring umabot sa ilang libong dolyar na maaaring magdulot ng mas maraming problema kung hindi mo ito mababayaran. Ngunit sinabi ni Florence Montalvo Cruz na may mga paraan upang makakuha ng suporta.
Legal Aid have a working development order service that can help them pay off the fines without paying it off in terms of money, but rather engaging in community activities, study is another one as well. And the hours that they put in on those activities works off the fine that they own.
Senohara Odiko ay isang community engagement officer para sa Refugee Service of Legal Aid New South Wales. Sinabi niya na hindi dapat mag-atubiling magtanong para sa mga libreng legal na payo sa pamagitan ng legal aid.
Most people from CALD communities and newly arrived, they tend to blame themselves when those problems happen, so they don't ask for help. They will ask community members maybe they get the wrong advice, the wrong information.
Ano man ang iyong issue, maliit man o malaki, dapat na humingi ng professional na tulong sa pamamagitan ng iyong lokal na legal aid ng maaga hanggat maaari.
It's like when you're sick, you go to the doctor. When your car is broken, you just take someone to fix it. So those legal issues, and you can see someone to help you with. Most people, they say it's not really a big problem. To go to a lawyer, don't need a lawyer, it's just like something small, it's just a fine, it's just like a contract. Or just like, oh, I have a problem with the school and with my children, I don't want anyone to involve in this matter. But just saying, those are legal issues and we can really solve it. And as early that you can come, you have more options.
Dagdag ni Florence Montalvo Cruz na kung ano man ang iyong pag-uusapan sa iyong abogado ay confidential.
So a lot of the times people are worried that the community is going to know what the legal problem are. There's going to be talk in the town, and that's not going to happen, because when you see a lawyer, particularly a legal aid lawyer, it's free, but when you see a lawyer, it's confidential. They won't disclose whatever you've discussed to anyone else.
Kung kailangan mo ng legal na tulong o may katanungan lamang, maaaring makipag-ugnayan ng libre sa lokal na tanggapan ng legal aid sa iyong lugar. Maaari ka ring humiling ng interpreter o tagapagsalin.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.